WTAW News Time is 7:04, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In the next 12 years, there could be 800 more single-family homes in East Bryan.
The Bryan City Council's approved an economic development agreement with Adam Development Properties to create Oakmont, a master plan community that's generally bordered by Copperfield Drive, Boonville Road, and extension of University Drive. That extension, according to ADP attorney Marcos Rosales, will start after the Brazos County Commission approves the agreement.
We've got to go out, hire an engineer within 30 days to begin that design process. We then, once that design process is done, we submit it to the city engineer. The city engineer has to sign off on the plans. We have to break ground in 6 months. We have to complete construction of the phase one within 12 months.
ADP gets property tax rebates of up to $10 million on the improvements, and the city will pay back up to $2.6 million for building the street. In return, the city gets the street 2 years sooner than planned, and when Oakmont is fully developed, the city projects adding $2 million a year in property tax revenue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An executive with the Houston YMCA had several appointments in the Twin Cities yesterday, including a presentation before the Bryan City Council. Vice President Ray Purvis says they're still laying the groundwork for branch locations in Bryan and College Station.
Perhaps we would end up doing something long-term with Blinn, where we would be a partner with them in a student recreation center. How much of that is open to the community, we don't know yet. And that would have a lot to do with the decisions that the Blinn administration would make. And then also probably more of a full-service YMCA slash natatorium at this point might be down on the College Station side.
Purvis also had meetings with officials at Texas A&M and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The Bryan City Council has approved Police Chief Eric Buskey's recommendation to equip all 143 officers with body cameras.
We would hope to have full deployment mid to late January. We're a little bit dependent on the manufacturer, and everybody's hitting the start of fiscal year right now, so there's a lot of departments buying them. But we feel pretty good about late January.
Buskey says the $872,000 contract also calls for upgrading equipment in 2.5 years and again in 5 years. What's expected to be the last phase of renovating the Brazos County Courthouse has been approved. County commissioners have unanimously voted to proceed with the second and third floors. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes adding a new fire sprinkler system. A third county court at law courtroom will be created along with space for a future district courtroom.
I hope it's far enough years in the future that I may not be the county judge at the time they need it, but when I leave here, I want to leave it to where it's an easy build out for whoever has to do it.
Yesterday's vote authorized seeking bids and naming the committee that will evaluate bids. A three-term member of the Brazos County Commission plans to run for re-election. Lloyd Wasserman represents Precinct 1, which includes the southern part of the county and much of the west side of College Station. Next Monday is the first day to file for next year's elections. More than half the suspects in the Waco biker shootout have now been indicted.
106 now face arraignment for the May 17th gun battle that left 9 people dead and 20 wounded. The Cossacks, Bandidos, and other biker clubs were meeting at the restaurant on I-35 when gunfire broke out. McLennan County District Attorney Abel Reyna says,
McLennan County, the grand jury, the district attorney's office, and everyone involved is going to give careful consideration, deliberation. We're going to analyze this evidence, and we're going to see that justice is done.
71 cases have yet to be presented to the grand jury. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The annual Veterans Day ceremony is this afternoon at Veterans Park in College Station. Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board member Chip Dawson says everyone's invited, rain or shine.
Should it be raining, there is an alternate location right there at the park, a pavilion to hold the recognition ceremony in underneath.
And today's program begins at 4:30. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More local news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3487. 97.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure, it's going to build our way, but first the cold front has to move through. Look for showers and thunderstorms to develop by late today. It'll be windy, high 75 to 80. Storms end tonight, skies will clear, breezy through the overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Friday's partly sunny, temperatures around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie Football Media Day yesterday. We'll hear more on the team and get an update on Kyler Murray's condition after taking a knock in the noggin. We'll also get you caught up with A&M Basketball, who start their season this Friday, and more coming up in sports about 7:50.
So have you seen the video of the guy doing the jetpack thing in New York City in front of the Statue of Liberty?
No.
No.
Jetpack Aviation is the name of the company. This is pretty cool. This is a kerosene-powered jetpack.
Cool.
Think about that. How about backwards technology there? The entire stunt, they caught a video of this. This guy does a pretty good job of flying around. Firm claims that it's the only true jetpack. Says the device is powerful but small enough to fit in the trunk of your car, as long as you have a big car. Can reportedly hit an altitude of up to 10,000 feet and can travel 100 miles per hour. Unclear if and when the packs will be available for sale. Oh, wait.
Oh, man.
And how
okay,
much?
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. It is pretty cool. The guy's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Not bad. But again, not sure how much it costs. All right, stop. Quit it. All right, because it's time to come back to real Earth now.
Not yet. He hasn't landed yet.
University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
Uh-huh.
Has announced cooking meats at high temperatures can increase the risk of kidney cancer. We'll cook it long enough for it to be cooked. They found that meats that are fried, barbecue, or otherwise cooked at very high temperatures. Barbecue is not high temperature.
What? There's the charred bits.
Grilling can be. Barbecue is supposed to be low and slow.
Right. Anyway, certain cancer-causing chemicals are released, and some of those chemicals are linked to kidney cancer. And don't forget that last week they told us
bacon!
It's going to kill us along with the hot dogs.
Don't but care.
We knew about hot dogs, I mean, because you don't know what's in them, but just saying. So, once again, folks down at MD Anderson are telling us that.
Well, you can't go wrong with cased meat.
Yeah,
I've always heard that, you know, stuff you grill, either whether it's flame broiled and it burns part of the meat or it's smoked like a brisket, that... You know, there's stuff in there.
Carcinogens.
There is exactly.
Stuff. Well, okay. What are you going to do? Are you going to eat kale all your life?
No,
come on.
Of course not.
Let's go. Got to enjoy it.
No, I want my meat wrapped in bacon, cooked at high temperature.
Concentration of greenhouse gases in Earth's atmosphere is at a record high. Letting you know, the World Meteorological Organization says concentrations of carbon dioxide, which, as we all know, is considered the most dangerous greenhouse gas of all, reached 397 parts per million in 2014. The Northern Hemisphere, it crossed the 400 parts per million level in the spring of 2014. USA Today says the last carbon dioxide, last time it reached that, was millions and millions of years
so
ago.
So they're trying to scare us with the parts per million now because the warming has stalled? We have a global warming pause?
Would you stop it?
Timeout.
Stop.
The global warming timeout.
Start bringing facts into this thing. It's going to get all messed up. So don't do that.
Okay. Never a good idea to post a winning ticket of anything on social media. Chantel, I don't have her last name, who's from Perth, bet on a horse race, won almost $1,600. She was so excited that she posted a selfie of her and her winning ticket. Somebody apparently jacked the barcode, made a copy, cashed in the fake winning ticket. She went to cash the ticket 15 minutes later and said, it's already been cashed in.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, which
I would defriend everyone at that moment.
And it's something for you to be aware of when you think it's okay to print a ticket up online, buy a ticket to a concert, okay, print it up online. Well, make sure there's no way that somebody else can hack in and get that ticket, because if they get to the arena before you do, guess what? Yours ain't going to make it. Mm-mm. That barcode's already been scanned. So something to think about. And those are just two examples right there. Anytime that you are using a barcode that you print on your computer, then, you know, somebody else that can do that, hijack it on their phone, take it up there, get it scanned, and get whatever little goodie you were going to get. Technology thieves, they're everywhere. Oh, speaking of technology thieves, that lady who worked for the federal government and was in charge of the folks who got hacked. Remember when we got, how many, we get 40 million federal employees hacked? Is that what that was?
Yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
Yeah, she lost her job, you know, and they finally found somebody to take her place yesterday. They announced that in the midst of everything. Her name is Beth Corbett. She's nominated as the permanent director of the Office of Personnel Management. You might not remember the lady's name. It was Catherine Archuleta. She stepped down after, as 4 million. Four million federal workers lost their identification.
She must have really been hated to actually lose her job in this administration.
I don't know that she lost her job. She stepped down from there. No telling what her
lateral
job
movement
is
into another,
right. Well, again, she's probably still making $250K doing something else, and she'll get her pension. I mean, most importantly, don't want to worry about that. So, there. Okay, do you have fluorescent lights in your bathroom?
Used to.
Okay. In case you have nothing else to worry about, this is today's. In case you have nothing else to worry about, tonight when you brush your teeth, try doing that in the dark. A neuroscientist at Oxford University says, and he said it with a British accent, those those bright fluorescent lights.
Wait a minute. You're going to give toothbrushing examples from someone?
I know. Sure. Well, of course, that would make, if you're British, that just makes you feel better because you're not looking at your teeth while you're brushing.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, neuroscientist at Oxford University says that those bright fluorescent lights in the bathroom are messing up your sleep. Your natural body clock is influenced by the light.
Good Lord.
We're talking about the tubes, right? Not the CFLs?
I
don't know either.
I don't know that. As the day turns to night and things get darker, that darkness prepares your body for sleep. Duh. Walking into a brightly lit bathroom to brush your teeth confuses that clock. Regulating sleep patterns is even harder in the winter because people spend time in those dimly lit caves in their home, and that confuses their body as well. So light during the day is great, but transition nighttime. Oh, what? Oh, that's it. We could use the soft glow of a coal oil lantern.
Oh, no, it won't work.
Oh, dang.
Now you're killing the environment
again. I thought I had a solution. Okay, and that's fine. If you're sitting in front of a computer screen or a big screen television behind that has the same effect as well.
You're going to lay down on your bed and read your phone so you can check 5 more updates before you shut your eyes anyway.
Of course you are,
dummy. Anyway. You sold me on LED lights before.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe in the energy. The wattage is there.
Yeah.
You save money.
Oh, yeah. No, the LEDs are outstanding.
But
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to spend money to save money, which slowed me in my transition. I replaced some in our dining room. They're about $7 a piece,
mm-hmm.
but they worked with a dimmer, which is why I needed to get those.
Sure.
Maybe even 11.
Right.
I found some, and I don't want to name drop, but this is the best product I've found. They're $3 a piece.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're GE Bright Sticks.
Okay.
You have to buy 12 of them to get the $3. Otherwise, they're about $370. But I replaced them in one bathroom, and probably next month I'm going to replace the entire house.
Okay.
20 light bulbs.
Bright Sticks.
Yeah.
Describe what they would look like.
They're LED.
Okay.
And they look like cylinders, basically. Okay. I mean, they take the – they fit in a bulb's space.
Okay.
But they just look like cylinders.
Okay, the thing that I've had a problem with small LEDs is that, you know, what I did is I replaced like inset lights with LED, okay? But the diffusing of the light and where the light pattern is sent is disappointing.
Yeah, LEDs are pretty directional. Yeah. This does a really good job of casting it all over.
Okay, all right.
It was a touch lighter than the previous lights, which really stinks in the morning.
A touch more bright, you
brighter,
mean?
Brighter.
Okay.
But they're instant on, so they replaced CFLs, which took a little while to warm up.
And they don't have mercury in them.
No mercury. I always freak out about breaking one of those things. They swear they'll last, if you use them about 3 hours a day, they'll last about 13 years.
Okay,
so we'll
light
see.
Sticks.
If you, bright sticks.
Bright sticks. If you okay. if you look at them online,
yeah.
you can get three of them for $11.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that works. I really
do. That's really my price point. Yeah. Anything under $4 a light bulb, especially if it lasts more than a year, I'm pretty happy with.
Well, just this week, well, I've got one more I got to do. I'm starting to be aware of how many incandescent lights you have in your house.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it changes. I mean, there's a whole lot of things, but just plain clear globe light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like seven in my entire house, but one of them went out. And I've been putting CFLs in there, but with those things, that would be neat because this one is a booger to get to.
Well, and they run cooler. I noticed we have some way up that I have to get a ladder to get out and change.
Yeah.
And I'll have about one go out every month, and I've just been replacing them with the halogens.
Ah, sure.
So... Yep. This should run cooler and last longer.
And that's what it's all about, right? Okay. Hey, real quick now, 7:21. There are a lot of, it's Veterans Day, obviously. There are a lot of restaurants out there that are doing some pretty cool things for veterans. So I want to let you know. Now, you need to have your military ID or proof of service in most cases to get the deal. Understand there may be non-participating restaurants, but if not,
they stink on ice.
That's right. As far as locally, Denny's has got a free Grand Slam breakfast until noon today. Starbucks has a free, and I don't talk about them very often, but a free tall brewed coffee.
Very nice.
For active duty military service veterans and military spouses. Also, they will donate $5 to the USO Transition 360 Alliance with every purchase in select stores. IHOP, from 7 o'clock until 7 p.m., they have free pancakes. Downside is they're red, white, and blue pancakes. Can you ask if it's regular, don't you think? You know,
just give me the plain ones.
Hey, really, I appreciate you giving me the free meal as a veteran, but if I could just get the regular.
I want the cheap one.
Applebee's. Veterans in active military duty can pick up a dish from Applebee's from their thank you meal menu. Chili's has any lunch combo, your choice of a dinner meal as well. Denny's in the evening has, oh no, that's the Grand Slam again. Golden Corral. Free Military Appreciation Day meal. I wonder if that includes the chocolate fountain.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Or the marshmallows you can cram in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Little Caesar's Pizza, a free pizza. Olive Garden, a free entree. Guests that dine with a veteran also receive 10% off on their deal. Take a veteran to dinner.
Ah.
Outback Steakhouse, free Bloomin' Onion. Panera Bread, free You Pick 2. I don't know what that means, but if you go there, you know. And Red Lobster, actually through the 12th, a free appetizer or dessert from a select list. So
while we were talking about this, I just stumbled on this.
Mm-hmm.
B. Arthur was a Marine.
Yeah. What? What?
B. Arthur was a Marine.
Look at her.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair.
She D.I.? Do we know?
That's, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Truck driver.
Yeah. And ride-sharing services Uber and Lyft will donate tens of thousands of free trips to veterans for transportation to work, job interviews, or other critical needs. Good move.
Yeah.
Part of a broader effort to help out those folks who are homeless or jobless that are young veterans, and also encourage corporate partners to fill up the unmet needs for veterans' military families. Company officials said the rides will be made available in the coming months as well through veterans organizations working with the Labor Department's Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program that'll be going on. So that's good stuff, too. All right, 7:24.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by HD Supply Waterworks, Mack Bolt and Steel, and Citizen State Bank.
725 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Photos of mysterious UFO clouds over South Africa going viral. Strange clouds are shaped by or have been snapped by social media users. Posted captions like, "Did you notice the UFOs flying over Cape Town yesterday?" Experts say, "Hold on, just wait." They're clouds, okay? And so they're called lenticular clouds, which when strong winds kind of spread the moisture over high mountains. That's what happens. So they got that going on.
Oh, that looks so cool, though. They look like flying saucers.
Texas Roadhouse, caller tells me, Texas Roadhouse has a meal deal for veterans today. How about this? In Indonesia, they want to replace prison guards in the prisons with crocodiles.
In a moat?
Indonesia's anti-drug czar, Budi Wasuho, that's his name, Budi, explains you can't bribe crocodiles.
Love it.
I guess that's a pretty pointed reason why you would want to do that. Reportedly plans to personally round up the reptiles, promising, "I will search for the most ferocious type of crocodile." Okay. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. So we've got a chance of some showers later on today, second half of the day. And so if you're going out to any afternoon, for instance, out at Veterans Park, then you may want to be aware of that with a 50-50 chance of showers. It all has to do with a wind shift that's going to be coming through here, and the winds will shift around to the north this afternoon. Tonight, just a 20% chance of showers, and we'll have a low temperature tonight, probably of about 53 degrees in north winds. Tomorrow, 70 is our high with sunshine. Chilly tomorrow night at 51, and on Friday night, our low is going to be 48, just so that you know. And then probably 48 or so on Saturday night, too, with a slight chance of showers. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 15, gusting to 22. Our humidity is 90%. We've got overcast skies, and it's 73 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here's another bright idea from liberals that just didn't seem to pan out the way they intended. The L.A. Unified School District was the first in California to implement a ban on suspending students for defiance in the classroom. Suspending kids was too harsh, it was too mean, and it was too racist because minority kids were hit hardest by suspensions. So liberal educators put in place a more progressive way to handle disruptive kids. They call it restorative justice. It's supposed to resolve conflicts using talking circles and other trust-building methods. As a result, suspensions have all but disappeared in the school district. But the talking circles and other trust-building methods aren't doing the trick either. Defiant students are even more defiant. The LA Times gives an example of a teacher trying to restore order to her class. Many teachers report that since the ban on suspensions, their classes have been taken over by these unruly kids with no consequences for the disruptors. Some teachers are reported to be walking a line between extreme stress and mental breakdowns. Students who want to learn are also suffering. How can they concentrate on their work when the class is being run by hooligans? It's a disaster. But here's what's truly frightening. The libs who implemented this idiotic restorative justice approach never saw it coming. We could be talking about Mizzou for all anybody knows.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, They have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council has approved an economic development agreement to bring a large master plan community to the east side of the city.
The Oakmont community is generally bordered by an extension of University Drive, Boonville Road, and Copperfield Drive. The agreement calls for Adam Development Properties to build 800 single-family homes, trails, parks, a facility described as an amenity center, and commercial buildings. ADP attorney Marco Rosales says once the Brazos County Commission gives its approval, then the clock starts on extending University Drive past Boonville.
My understanding is that the extension of University Drive is already on the city's books for fiscal year 2018. So our plan is to start working on this immediately. And, you know, there's a lot of work to get done with the engineering and design, but our plan is to start working on this end of this year, in other words, this month or next month, and into 2016. So I think it probably accelerates it by about 2 years.
Once there's $5 million of improvements, ADP can collect up to $10 million in property tax rebates over a 12-year period. The city will also reimburse the developer up to $2.6 million to build the street. In return, the city projects receiving nearly $2 million a year in additional property taxes once Oakmont is fully developed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 5 years, the Brazos County Courthouse has been in some form of renovation. County commissioners yesterday unanimously voted to seek bids on the fifth and final phase, focusing on the second and third floors.
We will have the two county courts that currently exist and then an area for a third county court at law that will be ready. The only thing that we're not going to do is we're actually leaving a space for a future district court at the point that we do need it, and that will be, I believe, where the old 361st will be.
County Judge Dwayne Peters thanks county employees and the public for their patience on what he says has been the most cost-efficient method of addressing courthouse offices.
Without cost of buying a tract of land to build on, it still looks like we probably would have saved $20 million just in the remodel rather than building out a brand new building somewhere.
The final phase also includes replacing plumbing, remodeling bathrooms, and adding a fire sprinkler system on the second and third floors. Movement continues towards the Houston YMCA expanding to Bryan and College Station.
We see that the demographics of the combined community could easily support two centers if we do it right.
Y Vice President Ray Purvis told the Bryan City Council they'll be back in a few months and ask for some partnership opportunities.
We're not trying to step on anyone's toes or take over anyone's programs. We're here to figure out where there might be some gaps in service opportunities and what can the Y do to aid the community. Again, we have not decided on a location. We don't have a timeline. We're still in exploratory mode, And there may be some opportunities for partnership with the city, both in Bryan and in College Station. We just don't know yet.
Purvis says the Y is looking at possibly partnering with Blinn to operate a recreation center in Bryan, and in College Station possibly open a full-service facility with an auditorium along Highway 6. Bryan police officers will be wearing body cameras by the end of January. Police Chief Eric Buskey told the city council the contract calls for replacing the equipment twice during the next 5 years for all 143 officers.
And then at 2.5 years, we'll get all new equipment as part of the deal. And then again at 5 years, we get all new equipment.
And pretty, and the only thing that it won't cover is willful destruction.
Yeah, and we're not, we won't have willful destruction.
Yeah. Nobody's going to stop.
Trust me.
Not for long, anyway.
The $872,000 contract breaks down to an initial expense of $200,000, followed by an annual fee to store the recordings and licensing. Another locally elected official has announced their intent to stay on the job. Brazos County Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman says he will file for a fourth term, representing much of College Station's west side and the southern part of the county. Filing for next year's elections starts next Monday. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial will host its annual Veterans Day ceremony this afternoon at 4:30 at Veterans Park.
We'll have a recognition of veterans whose names are going on the memorial wall, and everyone is invited to attend.
Board member Chip Dawson told WTAW's The Infomaniacs they are currently accepting applications for the placement of veterans' names on the Wall of Honor in 2016.
Everyone who wants to honor a veteran, whether from the past or a current serving veteran or someone who's just recently gotten out of the service, they're all welcome to recognize the veteran they know.
Applications and more information on the ceremony are online at bvvm.org. WTAW News Time, 736, 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. We hear from Representative Bill Flores next here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normagetractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Eric R. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure, it's going to build our way, but first the cold front has to move through. Look for showers and thunderstorms to develop by late today. It'll be windy, high 75 to 80. Storms end tonight, skies will clear, breezy through the overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Friday's partly sunny, temperatures around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a combination of a couple things. You know, you can't have lose the turnover ratio of 3-0 and give up 300 yards rushing and expect to beat another division team.
That's Coach Sumlin from the media day yesterday in A&M football. We'll have more on A&M football. A&M basketball cranks up their season this Friday, and we'll do a whole lot more here in just a little bit, about 10 minutes actually, on sports.
All right, there you go. It's 7:40. 61% of Americans have a family member who has served in the military. A lot of people don't know Veterans Day was founded because this is the day in 1918 that World War One ended.
The 11th hour of the 11th day.
That's right.
11th month.
It's been 97 years since the gun stopped firing that morning that ended World War One. Germany, having exhausted manpower and supplies and faced with imminent invasion, signed the armistice agreement with the Allies in a railroad car in France. Following year, the Armistice Day was declared a national day of mourning by then-President Woodrow Wilson. In Europe, November 11th is still remembered as Armistice Day. Here in the U.S., we changed the name Veterans Day back in 1954. First World War, yes.
Y'all talking about the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month?
Mm-hmm.
You know about the last surviving World War One vet?
No.
At the time of his death, he was aged 111 years, 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day.
Wow.
No
interesting.
Kidding.
Interesting.
Harry Patch.
Wow.
Died in 2009. Hmm.
The First World War left 9 million soldiers dead, 21 million wounded, with Germany, Russia, and Austria-Hungary, France, and Great Britain, each losing nearly a million or more lives. In addition, at least 5 million civilians died from exposure and starvation and disease. It was supposed to, of course, be the war to end all wars. So in renaming, it's symbolically given by how differently the day is commemorated on each side of the Atlantic. Here we celebrate survivors of the nation's 20th and 21st century wars, all veterans of all wars and their families. In France and Britain, the mood is altogether more somber. They don't sell they don't sell merchandise at special prices. Anyhow, if you see a veteran today, thank them. But you know, you ought to do that anytime. And
they take 2 minutes of silence.
Huh?
The first for the fallen and the second for the ones that have survived.
There you go. And with that in mind, if you want to send a care package to any soldier in harm's way, but you have no idea of how you do that, what you send or who you send it to or whatever, go to anysoldier.com. Many of the care packages go to soldiers who don't have family back home, and therefore they have nobody to send anything to them. Sergeant Brian Horn, a soldier in the 173rd Airborne Brigade from La Plata, Maryland, was in Kirkuk, as a matter of fact, Kirkuk in Iraq, when he started the idea of any soldier to help care for his unit. He agreed to distribute the packages that came to him, attention any soldier, and his address to soldiers who didn't get any mail. So if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to remember a soldier, you don't know who they are, they have suggestions on the website as to what you could send, sort of some universal items. But anyway, today would be a good day to maybe think about doing that. That's, again, anysoldier.com is the address for that.
A house is just that, a house. But turning a house into a home is something special. A home means family, memories, love, all put together just the way you like it. At Zornerman Flooring, we're honored to be a part of helping turn your house into a home. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Home is where the heart is. Zornerman Flooring.
Is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We plan to have Congressman Flores on. There's been kind of a disconnection as far as schedules are concerned. If we can get him back on later on today, we'll do that. Okay, so if you're a really old guy like I am, you know what I mean when I say Sony Betamax.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Or if you were in news.
Yeah, exactly.
TV
and that's,
news.
That's it. And that's how, you know, in 1975, that's what I was doing. I was TV news dude. And so we dealt with Sony Betamax machines because that was the standard, and that was what really worked. The problem is it would take three people to carry one of them into a room because they were really, really big and heavy. So it was a battle. I mean, you had Sony doing Betamax on one side and JVC with the VHS, and of course, we know who won.
Well, Betamax was the superior technology.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, and that's why
better
it was used.
Quality.
Sure, that's why it was used commercially.
Yeah.
I mean, because it really did. It worked really, really well. But that, you know, I've got equipment here in the control room from Sony that's really outstanding stuff, but the technology never caught on, so we keep it here to collect dust. It's really neat.
It holds coffee quite well.
It does. Anyhow. Finally, Sony has announced they're going to quit making Betamax tapes. Yeah, they still are.
I was going to say they're still making
them?
Yes. Well, there's still news organizations that probably have Betamax cameras.
Could well be. That's the other thing. Yeah, as you put that tape in the side and... Yeah, I remember the... that's a long time ago. Sony introduced the Betamax format in 1975, a year before JVC unveiled their VHS. Both allowed recording and playback of TV shows and movies, although many people considered Betamax to be the superior technology, and it was much, much, much more expensive. It ended up that the tapes were cheaper with the VHS, and so that's why it worked. So they're gonna quit making them anymore. Ooh, McDonald's has new food.
No?
Yes.
Is it here?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh.
They'll start offering $1 mozzarella sticks as a snack item to add to your order.
No.
Yeah. The mozzarella sticks began as a statewide experiment in New York, the latest initiative from the Golden Arches, which rolled out, of course, all-day breakfast options last month, along with a test of monster drinks.
Oh, now Kevin's interested.
No, because they're not on tap.
In around 20 restaurants and sweet tater fries in around 20 restaurants here in Texas. And I don't know that we have them here. I don't get those. I just don't get them.
Fast food mozzarella sticks, I feel like, are more stick than mozzarella. I just, so greasy.
Do you want to know what the breading is? I mean, do you really want to know?
Well, no. More importantly, they don't have the good ranch dip to dip it in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking maybe it's, is it crumbs off the bread tray from earlier in the day? You know, and they roll it in there. Another change may replace the dollar menu as the pick two option, which allows customers to choose two items for $2. Franchise owners are expected to vote on the two-for-two deal late next month. And if pizza doesn't make you fat enough all by itself, Pizza Hut has come up with an ultimate for you. You ready? It's called the three-box stack. Yeah, I know. I hear you already. You don't even know what it is, and you like the idea, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. It is two pizzas, and a giant cookie, and an order of breadsticks.
There's no part of that that's bad.
Oh. You will carve out for the week right there. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Plus, if you have to shop, you just eat on it all week.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Larry Eckert has made a good name for himself as a businessman in his Illinois community, but it's what he does in his spare time that's earned him even greater respect, as well as a nickname, the Flagman. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For the past several years, Larry Eckert has traveled thousands of miles to attend as many military funerals as he's able, nearly 100 so far and counting. He arrives at each one with a single purpose in mind: to honor the life of a fallen soldier he never knew. For Larry, that takes American flags, and lots of them. With the help of local volunteers, he lines a fallen soldier's entire funeral route with the stars and stripes atop 10-foot poles. Larry does it to honor these American heroes in his own special way. But every time the flags are raised, something else happens. The patriotic display naturally draws a crowd. By the time the funeral procession passes by, the road is not only lined with flags, but with the entire community gathered in support. The flagman's actions are a valuable reminder: freedom isn't free. And that's why, as Larry points out, the soldiers who have defended our country deserve every bit of tribute they can get. In that spirit, let's go out of our way today to show respect and gratitude for those who have fought to preserve our liberties. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. Aggie football has struggled as of late, dropping 3 of its last 4, including a 26-10 loss to Auburn this past Saturday. After a shakeup at quarterback, A&M had settled on Kyler Murray, but in last week's game, Murray came off the field after a blow to the head. Coach Kevin Sumlin said he would be evaluated over the week.
Like I said, Saturday, we were going to evaluate Kyler, because you guys all know he left the game Saturday night. And so, without being specific about injuries, which we never are, yesterday was more of a mental day with installation, game plan. We get back into pads today. We'll see where he is physically, and just where his status is through the week.
Coach also added that if Murray would not be able to go Saturday against Western Carolina, Kyle Allen and Jake Kubenek would compete for the starting spot. As for the team in general, or more specifically the offense, and its decline. Coach Sumlin pointed out one thing in particular, turnovers.
It's a combination of a couple things. You know, you can't have lose the turnover ratio 3-0 and give up 300 yards rushing and expect to beat another division team or an SEC football team. So things work hand in hand. You know, you're able to run it. You're able to do certain things. But when we, just like most teams in America, when we limit turnovers and penalties, we have won.
The pregame show with Tom and Scott kicks off at 3. Of course, Dave and Dave take over then at 5. And the kickoff live from Kyle Field is at 6 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie Hoops is getting ready for their first real contest of the year as they take on the University of South Carolina Upstate, and that's this Friday. Coach Billy Kennedy updated the media yesterday during his media day on the players.
I think we'll have all of our guys. Elijah Thomas practiced yesterday for the first time in probably 3 or 4 weeks and actually did some good things for a little while. So we will be missing Jalen Jones. Because of he played in 2 scrimmages at SMU a couple of years ago and was penalized by the NCAA 4 games. It'll give our young guys a chance to play, especially our young big guys early on.
Tip-off Friday is at 8:30 on The Zone, 102.7 FM. Congratulations to A&M junior Madison Hudkins. She was named Southeastern Conference Diver of the Week for the second time this season after a dominant performance against the University of Texas Friday. Hudkins from California swept the 1- and 3-meter dives against the Longhorns. The second week of college football playoff selection committee rankings are out, and Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame hold the top 4 spots. Unbeaten Iowa rocketed up the charts, 4 spots to number 5, and Baylor is the highest-ranked Big 12 team at number 6. Hey, there's another Aggie in the NFL, or at least returning to the NFL. The New York Jets will have a new kicker on their roster as they play Buffalo tomorrow. The Jets replaced Nick Folk with former Houston Texan and Aggie kicker Randy Bullock. Folk has been placed on the season-ending injured reserve list with an injured right quadricep. Over now to the NBA, where Anthony Davis put up 17 points and the New Orleans Pelicans ran past the Mavericks 120-105. In the NHL, Jake Gardiner scored a tie-breaking goal late in the third, and the Toronto Maple Leafs rallied for a 3-2 win over the Dallas Stars. Stars center Tyler Seguin said they've got to play better up front.
You know, we know we have an offensive team, but you know, you look at how we've been this year. I mean, last year we thought we could outscore every team. This year we're focusing on D zone and you know how we're competing in our own end. And you know, it starts with our forwards. D have been playing great, but it starts with our forwards. And you know, everything else in the other end in the offensive zone is going to take care of itself.
On out of the Cowboys, where they released quarterback Kellen Moore to make room for Mark Nyoka, a linebacker coming off the non-football injury list. Moore joined the Dallas practice squad back in September and was later added to the active roster to serve as a backup to Brandon Weeden after Tony Romo went down with a broken collarbone. Moore hasn't seen the field in regular season in 4 years. Here's Jerry Jones with all the shakeups and whether the Dallas Cowboys can make the run at the playoffs.
If you've got an opportunity, if you've got a chance to win this thing, then you take it. We have a team that could, from a standpoint of the personnel that's on the field, really be a top team as we get into the last half of this season. We want to show our fans that.
And finally, we'll keep it with the Cowboys, where running back Joseph Randle has been suspended for 4 games by the NFL under the league's personal conduct policy. Randle started the first 6 games at running back this season, and the NFL investigated Randle's arrest this last year in Kansas. Police declined to pursue charges against the running back after a domestic disturbance complaint. And that's going to do it for sports. Kevin O'Connor in with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. We're closing in on Thanksgiving, at least here in a little bit. You guys do stuff for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we do a Thanksgiving dinner there at the dealership for all the employees.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a good time. And actually, this year, we want to provide dinner for maybe some less fortunate families. So if you know a family that could use some help, go on our website, click on the turkey, and all the information to nominate your family of choice will be there, and we would like to provide dinner for about 5 families.
All right, so teamofnavasota.com, click on the turkey.
That's it.
Make it easy for you, and you got a chance to get dinner for somebody that may need it. And while you're on the website, don't forget Free Car Friday, because at the end of every month, they're going to draw out for one winner to win a car from one of the 10 under 10. Last time, it was a C71 Suburban. To find out all of that, it's at teamofnavasota.com. All righty, that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
quality, and yield. That's what top-producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Delhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow and push those cotton yields way up there and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bulls hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll talk to Bill Flores about 10 after 8. Mayor Barry won't be with us today, so we'll plug the congressman right there. Apple says that you can order your new 12.9-inch iPad Pro beginning today at the Apple website. It'll be in stores later this week. The iPad Pro will cost you only $799 for the Wi-Fi model with 32 gigs. Then they've got another one with 128 gigs. That'll run you $1,079 if you got money for that kind of thing. So if you want to be the first on your block to have one, there you go. And since Apple is positioning it as a desktop replacement, like the Surface tablets, you'll be needing that $169 keyboard to go along with it. So there.
Just that.
As long as you've got plenty of money, everything's fine. High today about 80, going to wind shift midday and a 50-50 chance of showers this afternoon. Low tonight will be 53. 73 now. WTAW.